670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Hawks and Lightning all even at 2 games apiece, and they get set to restart the series Saturday night in Tampa. The big mystery, of course, for the Blackhawks is the emergence of Brandon Saad. Now his 8th goal in the playoffs. He had 7 prior coming in. Corey Crawford's impressed.
Seems like he just keeps getting better and scoring some big goals for us, obviously, right now. And you know, we're going to need that going forward. So he's been pretty good for us.
As for the Lightning, they're not sure whether Ben Bishop will be back in net or not for game number 5, which the puck drop is set for just after 7 o'clock Saturday night. On to baseball now. White Sox with the day off. They'll spend the weekend down in Tampa. The Cubs starting the weekend series tonight on the north side with the Reds. Tsuyoshi Wada comes off his worst start as a Cub in Washington last weekend. He goes against Michael Lorenzen, but more importantly, the bleachers will be open in right field and ready to go on the north side. Getaway day in the big leagues. One final in the books. The Indians blank the Mariners today 6-0. J.A. Happ lasting just 2 1/3 for Seattle. Sean Markham, though, allowing just 2 hits and 7 shutout innings to get the win. Padres trailing the Braves down in Atlanta now, 2-1. They're in the bottom of the 7th inning. A little chippy down there after Matt Kemp was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Took exception. Benches cleared. They all stood there and looked at each other for a little bit. Rangers and A's, that's getting started in the bottom of the hour at 2:35. Last day for Bears OTAs. Martellus Bennett not been in any of those workouts this offseason. Mandatory minicamp is coming up next week. Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. Cavs can go up 3-1 on the Warriors, and wrestling legend Dusty Rhodes, known as the American Dream, has died. He was 69 years old. Scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And join Lawrence Holmes broadcasting live tonight at Riverside Pizza and Pub in St. Charles. Come out and enter to win great prizes brought to you by Sam Adams. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tomorrow, 5:35, when the White Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
When you talk about all historic players of all time, guy who would have to control the ball every step of the way, be playing with a bag of bums, have to play almost the entire game, control the tempo of the game, and do all that while having the ball and still running as fast as he can down the other end of the court to disrupt the Warriors' offense. What he's done in these 3 games, he will have to continue to do. I want to know who's on that list. Michael.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, and I'll never understand it. Why, when something that special is right in front of you, you go out of your way.
You don't get it.
You don't understand it.
Yeah, don't get it. I don't get it. What is it?
Don't want to, don't try to, and don't understand it. Because other sports, I think people do. When you watch Mike Trout, you know that you're seeing the best player in the game. And those that try to find him, that try to tune him in, appreciate that.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Zach Harper.
I have no idea what is going on in this sport anymore, by the way, because everything I thought I knew about basketball has been flipped on its head just in the past 3 games, because we've been all about shooting and efficiency and passing and pace and all this stuff, and LeBron James and David Blatt and the rest of the Cavs have just said, no, we're going to make this as slow and ugly as possible. Remember that 90s ball we all pretend to still love? Here you go. Here's a heaping pile of it.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
Nebu's eating my brain.
Dan Bernstein.
You have zero intelligent knowledge of anything other than LeBron, you a-hole.
That's gotta work.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, that's the kind of notes we get. 203 Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talked a little hockey about a fantastic game last night and a third period memorable. That was quite a third period.
That's just great, Bears. Too. You get all that excitement, you get the Blackhawks win, and you get regulation.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That is all you need.
I was thinking the same thing. I had to tape for like an hour more. They put the overtime on, and then you add 30 minutes right away, and then you get the overtime. I figured that'll cover it. If it goes long, it'll at least cover that, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird night for me, you know, because my wife's been out of town for days at this conference out of the country, so I've been handling both kids and handling all the meals and everything, and I get home, and I'm getting ready to watch the game. I finish up with dinner, and then I don't know if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about when you get unexpected homework crisis. Because, you know, my daughter's on top of her stuff. We trust that everything's going to be fine. I knew she had a big project that was due today. And she said, Dad, can you come down to the computer for a second? I said, sure. And she says, well, something happened with the formatting for all of these 26 pages that I have to put into this book. Can you help me figure this out right now? Meanwhile, it's 7:05. So I'm like, what?
Huh?
Really? What? And she goes, yeah, it's due tomorrow, and I don't know how to use this. I said, could you text a couple of your friends? And they made some videos of like what they did setting up the... So I basically had to watch the game while also cutting and pasting 26 pages of her journal on the history of slavery in America with illustrations and bibliographies and all this. And so it's like... this is going to be hard to watch the hockey game out. But I did it. I was able to do it. But it's like that. Like really due tomorrow. Seriously, really, right now. Oh, but we did it. And I'm covered in glue stick, and it's
been so long. I don't
stick.
Get the hot glue stick.
The hot stick.
If I really knew how to use a computer in some of these word processing programs or formatting, I probably could have just clicked a couple keys that would have set it to exactly the right everything, and I could have just printed it out, but I didn't know, so I had to go old school on it. But oh God, I'm just glad it's over. Hey, let's do a giveaway.
Let's do one
right now. Caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a round of golf with a golf cart for two people.
The cart
at any time during the 2015 season at White Pines Golf Course. Visit whitepinesgolf.com to reserve your tee time today. Yeah, I remember when we were in the airport and there was a woman that had to be, you know, 500 or 600 pounds, and she's being transported like a zoo animal from gate to gate. And Terry just looks up and says, for that woman, they had to call on the cart.
That's right. She could not walk to the next gate. I know that happened. Put on a fork.
That was really gross, if I remember correctly. It's like they're having to like tie you know what I am?
I'm just tons of fun at an airport. I'll tell you that. I am just there's nobody better in an airport than I am.
Yeah, you're. I think after 9/11, I would just have somebody from TSA just follow you around the whole time. Although, judging from what's been going on at TSA, you could be like dressed as a cartoon version of a terrorist, and they wouldn't do anything.
They wouldn't do anything.
They wouldn't profile you or anything.
I mean, you know,
waving guns around.
They claim this. This is necessary. We're going to check your shoes and your crotch. What? Wait a minute. You do? Good. I'll be back. But you can't. A guy with a bomb strapped to his back got through.
Mm-hmm.
67 out of 70 they didn't get. I mean, that can't happen. 67 out of 70?
That's bad average.
Come on. Yeah. And now I'm in real trouble because I'm going to be cavity searched.
But you want to be.
Yes. Yes, I do. Well, I want it on a table in a nice, quiet room with candles. But anyway, I have the card now. The card. I don't have the cart because...
Oh, you got metal in you,
you
right?
Bet.
Yep.
Yep. So I sense that whatever it is with me, I'm always the one stopped, frisked, wanded, and I'm not even at the gate yet. So I have this feeling that... I said, this card really worked. Like when the thing goes, because it's going to go off. I'm full of metal. I'm Mr. Metal. And she said, well, they know that these cards are probably fairly easy to get, and people steal them.
Right.
So yes, you will. That you will probably be checked every time. No.
I think
you show them
be.
The card.
I think you should be. I think it's good. Okay. So what's tip time tonight? 8:00.
8:00.
Okay.
Here we go again.
Yep.
Here we go. Now that the hockey is really, really good, and then you got this is really, really good. Man, this is a thing.
Uh-huh.
Every other night. And I think then the basketball takes a break till Sunday.
Ow.
LeBron can relax a couple days before he goes into coma.
Dellavedova can get more intravenous fluids.
It's dry.
But he is Australian, so I think they've just got a drip of beer that's going into him.
He's dry. Yep. Yeah, he's out of the hospital and ready to go. My God. I think that Steve Kerr probably sitting around and telling, have you looked at Atlanta? Do you know who you're losing to? Do you know what you're doing here? I mean, I know that Clay Thompson is mad. very frustrated, feels like the Warriors will return with a vengeance, that they're too good not to, that this is ridiculous for them to be in this position against this team. And I understand that sentiment. I think the world agrees with you, Clay. I mean, here's the thing, though. What do you do about that guy that's got the ball? Do you double him? Do you make sure he doesn't have the ball all the time? And if he does, he's got to get rid of it. You come after him immediately.
You know what I love, though? Because there's this response. Yeah, double team him. You know, if it's just not that easy. If it were if it were that easy, he wouldn't be that good. You know, yeah. That's part
of triple teaming doesn't work
exactly.
Either.
Exactly. Not only are other guys open, it just he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
Because he's big enough and quick enough to obviate.
See, he's coming to. He knows exactly what's going on. Yeah,
right.
He's too fast for it.
He's going to read where that double's coming from. He sees a guy hedging over.
The ball will be
over.
Out of his hand in an instant to a guy standing there by himself.
Right. He sees a guy sort of turning his head and understands that that's the direction. Come on.
Well, he gave that thinking sign the other night. He said, I got that thinking sign going. They see, he pointed his head. See, I know what's going on here. I got you on this one. But I suppose. I mean, when you cross the line, you got the guy, and then you see somebody else. You get closer, and then you see a guy kind of coming your way. And yet, but the problem is he'll see over you, and it will take the ball out of his hands because he will pass if he sees somebody that's standing over there going, here I am.
Yeah, but if that guy's that open, you're making him much more likely to hit that shot. And of course, I mean, like, and right on cue.
I agree.
Right on cue. There was Skip Bayless this morning saying all this proves is that LeBron was overrated and his supporting cast is underrated.
The same, he didn't say that, did he?
Yep. I mean, you knew that was going to happen because that's the narrative.
You know, it's funny how a guy can go from a decent reputation as a writer and so forth to just a complete ass face. I mean, it's an amazing transformation, I guess, when they pay you. I mean, it's pay you to be that idiot that they'll just go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. But how can, and your audience is like 300,000, and that's all they really want. You know what? That's good enough for them at that time of the day, and it's apparently an important show to them.
Well, it's on in bars, it's on in airports.
Yeah, but why does stupid attract people? Why does
I don't know.
I don't quite understand. I mean, you know, there are plenty of arguments in sports that are logical on both sides. There's plenty of things you can present that would be interesting on both sides. That's not interesting. Being stupid is not really interesting. If you want to argue and take an odd stance, there's plenty of things you can take an odd stance on.
It is to some, I guess. And for look, if you are texting or tweeting me and you're asking for my reaction to the death of a wrestler that I've never heard of.
Dusty Rhodes?
I've never heard of him.
Under a drive.
I don't know who he is. I'm sorry. I have no reaction.
You should have a why do you not have a reaction to the death of Dusty? What's the matter with you?
I don't know who he is. The only Dusty Rhodes that I knew of was the old outfielder.
Yeah.
That guy who played, you know, had a nice little
career. Yeah, big-time dude there. Yeah, that man. You know what he did? He made a difference.
No, he didn't. He was pretty bad. He was a New York Giant in the
50s. Yeah, but he had the big hit. He had the big stick.
Famous hit, right? Mm-hmm. In 54, wasn't
it? Correct.
Yeah, so I knew that name, but I didn't know the other guy. Sorry. So I apologize if you expected me to have a reaction.
Why would somebody...
I never watched wrestling, really.